Over 8 years, fantasy epic Game of Thrones became one of the buzziest TV shows in the world, dominating pop culture in the 2010s. Since the series wrapped up in 2019, every streaming service has been trying to replicate its success. But perhaps the next Game of Thrones needs to be exactly that, another instalment of the same series. House of the Dragon, a Game of Thrones prequel, premieres on Monday on Binge and Foxtel, and it's promising more political intrigue, warring families and dragons.
The dream, it was clearer than a memory. And I heard the sound of thundering hooves, splintering shields and ringing swords. And I placed my heir upon the Iron Throne. And all the dragons roared as one.
Wenli Ma is the TV and film critic for news.com.au. Of course, a regular on Breakfast. Wenli, welcome.
Hello.
So this is a big deal, a new Game of Thrones series. What do we know about it? Is it the same characters?
It's not the same characters, but I think many of the names will be familiar because we have heard some of them mentioned. It is a prequel set about 200 years, I think, before the original series. And it is basically the Targaryen family who are the ones who have the dragons and the super, super blonde hair. I kind of think of it from what we've seen so far of it as HBO, the American TV network that owns Game of Thrones, kind of melding together their two most popular shows, Game of Thrones and Succession. So it's kind of like Succession, but with dragons, because it is all about the heir to the throne, to the Iron Throne. The Iron Throne is back. It's not melted anymore because this takes place in the past. It is about the Targaryen succession, which then leads into and kind of covers what George R. R. Martin's books calls the Dance of Dragons. So it's a lot of, you know, once again, people plotting to sit on the Iron Throne and matters of, you know, if I seduce this person and I have their baby, then I can maybe sit on the Iron Throne, or at least my you know, progeny will. But then someone else is like, but I'm the firstborn of this king. I should be the, you know, the queen of the Seven Realms, except women have never had the Iron Throne before. So if it sounds familiar, because it is very much in the same realm as what we've seen before.
Okay, and the final season of the original series was famously controversial. Many fans were disappointed with how it ended. In my own household, there was outrage. Will they give the franchise another chance?
I think people will. I mean, it's been pretty hyped up to this moment. I'm also one of those people who were disappointed by the final season. And if nothing else, I think, you know, when you've kind of committed to a long-running show for 8 seasons for almost a decade, there is a point of exhaustion. And I'm not actually 100% sure it's been long enough since it ended to kind of really go, I'm ready to jump back on this ride, but I'm willing to give it a go. I think the production values are really good. There's a pretty good cast led by like Matt Smith, Paddy Considine, Rhys Ifans, Olivia Cook. So there's enough elements in there that I'm at least intrigued, but it's not an unadulterated gung-ho. I'm so pumped for this just because I think so many people were, you know, metaphorically burnt.
Also out this week is She-Hulk on Disney Plus, another Marvel series. It seems like there's a new Marvel movie or streaming show out every month. What's different about She-Hulk?
Yeah, it is a very, very prolific studio. They just want us to keep watching Marvel all the time. She-Hulk is more comedic than the other Marvel shows and movies, I think. It's got some interesting techniques. They do things like they break the fourth wall and talk directly to the audience. It is the characters, of course, comes from the comic books. It's about a 30-something career woman who's, you know, just sort of really gotten her into her stride as being a prosecutor. So she's a lawyer. She's ambitious. She knows what she wants. But she also happens to be Bruce Banner, the Hulk's cousin, and their blood gets mixed together. And all of a sudden she's got these superpowers that she doesn't want, which is rare in itself because it seems like everyone else in the Marvel Cinematic Universe wants to be a superhero. Jennifer Walters does not want to be a superhero. It is quite funny. And what I quite like about the show is that it engages with the fandom in a way that I don't think a Marvel show really has to the same degree. They make sort of very explicit references to toxic masculinity and expectations around female superheroes. Like, there are all these scenes where there's like, well, why do we need a She-Hulk? Why don't women just get their own superhero things? Why do they have to, like, you know, crib off a male superhero? And these are discussions that are happening on the internet in the fan forum around when, you know, things like Captain Marvel happened, when the female Thor happened. So it's quite cheeky in that way. And I think it's almost very meta in a way that we haven't seen before.
Just finally, what else is out this week, Wenley?
Yeah, there's a great new show on Apple TV Plus on Friday called Bad Sisters. It's created by Sharon Horgan, who is that great Irish comedian and writer and actor who did Catastrophe, one of my favourite shows from the past 20 years. It's based on a Flemish series. It's about five sisters whose one of their husbands dies, and the insurance investigators are convinced that one of the sisters actually killed him because they all have motives. He was not a good dude. There's a show called Life After Life. It's a drama about a young woman who constantly dies and is rebirthed and ends up sort of engaging with all these momentous moments in history, in 20th century European history. There's a thriller on Netflix called Echoes. It's created by an Australian writer called Vanessa Gazy, but it's an American show. It's about twin sisters who swap their lives around all the time without telling anybody, and then one of them goes missing. It's a thriller. And then there's a show called The Thief, His Wife and the Canoe. It's based on the real life story of a man in the UK named John Darwin, who faked his own death by going off canoeing into the ocean. And then he turns up alive 5 years later and all the circus around that. And then over on Paramount Plus, there is a show called The Bridge, which has nothing to do with murder mysteries between two countries, but is actually kind of a reality competition series where a group of people have to build a bridge to get off an island.
Okay, beautifully done, Wenley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wenley Ma there. She's a TV and film critic for news.com.au and, of course, one of our regulars on Breakfast, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.